Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 101. 111. Beautiful. It's a beautiful number. 111. That is the episode we are on. And we're using our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then we are doing that in conjunction with all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That is 2 Timothy 3:16. So Hebrews 4:12 and then 2 Timothy 3:16. And we've been examining them. And we are at a point where I said all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I try to explain how I used to read it. I'm sure that some of you used to also read it the same way, that all scripture are inspired by God. Apparently, all scripture are not inspired by God, but all scripture are given by inspiration. So when you read 2 Peter 1:21, it said, "For the prophecy meaning the Old Testament, came not in old time by the will of man." It was not just men were willing to just say anything they wanted to say. But what happened? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit really was the one who inspired them to write. But some of the things they wrote were not things that were inspired of God. So do you understand? So I just want to give you just a few examples, and then this one will break any doubts around it. So when you go to Job chapter 1, very popular chapter, where Satan came to God, and so the Bible says that when the sons of men God gathered, Satan was also came there, and there was a conversation between Satan and God, or Satan and divinity, if you want to take it like that. So then Satan answered the Lord, because Satan answered the Lord. That is Job 1:9. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Or does Job fear God for nothing?" Yeah, he does not. So "Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." But, so we can never say that this is inspired by God. "But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face." Can God inspire Satan to say, "God, if you take all the protection you have put around Job, and you let me touch all that belongs to him, he will curse you to your face"? It's all because the reason why he is serving you is because of what you are giving him. He is not serving you because he loves you. He is serving you because of what he receives from you. The goodies, the toffees. That is why, like a child, that is why he's coming to you. It's not because of you. It's not because of you. So, are you saying these words that were spoken by Satan were inspired by God? Do you think an angel will say this? Do you think a man will say, if the man says this, is he inspired by God? Definitely, anybody who says that was not moved by the Holy Spirit. When we read 2 Peter 1:21. So 2 Peter 1:21 says that holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But you cannot say that Satan was moved by the Holy Spirit to say these things that he said. So were they inspired by God? No, these words were not inspired by God. But those who penned down, who wrote these things for us to read, were inspired by God. It's so simple. It's so simple. Satan spoke these words in Job 1, 9 to 11, that which I read to you. Okay, but what was Satan inspired by God? No, he was not inspired by God. So it confirms the fact that all scripture is just given by inspiration of God, but it's not all scripture, it's not inspired by God. Very simple, very simple. So I believe that you understand. So all the time, let your antenna go up when somebody's talking and know whether the person is inspired by God or not. You should not take everything. Oh, he's a pastor, but he's a pastor and he's not inspired by God. He's saying things that are just in the sense realm, or saying things that his body just is feeling that way. How can you say that that is inspired by God? So it is when somebody is inspired by God that he says things that God would say. He is saying things that the Bible says. Things that were inspired by God in the Bible. So there are things in the Bible, but they were not inspired by God. Do you understand? This is Satan talking. Satan was not inspired by God. So you were blessed. Bye.